Hi, this is Caitlin Connors, and welcome to the Live His Life podcast, where I'll be profiling successful professionals in the finance world. Hi, Cece. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. Hi, Caitlin. First off, I want to say thank you for having me. My name is Cece Hilton. I graduated from Holy Child in 2018, and I now work at an asset management firm called Schroders in Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan. And I'm very excited to have the opportunity to share my thoughts with you today.
What has been your experience with career exploration?
Sure. So I would say my experience with career exploration has been dynamic thanks to the program that I'm in, which is called the Schroders Graduate Trainee Program. And this program is a full-time structured development scheme providing rotational opportunities, mentorship, and professional development in the asset management industry. Throughout this rotation, I complete 3 8-month rotations over the course of 2 years. And so far, my three rotations have been, because I'm currently in my last one, very interdisciplinary, and they span across both client-facing roles and also investment roles. And this was really crucial for me in terms of my career exploration, because I always knew that I wanted to work within financial services, but I wasn't exactly sure what career or role might suit me best, because I knew that I didn't necessarily want to go the investment banking route, but I wanted to do something else. So when you're wrapping up your time at university and you have an idea of what you want to do, but you're not quite sure what specific career that might be, I highly recommend looking into rotational programs, because if you still need to narrow down exactly what interests you within the industry, I feel like that's a really great way to get exposure.
How has Holy Child and any other education that you have received helped you on your path toward finance?
I would say totally Holy Child's math classes, particularly calculus, provided me with a very solid foundation, especially in quantitative analysis and critical thinking. And I would say that this background was extremely valuable as I pursued my career at the University of Rochester, where I majored in business with a concentration in finance. And the calculus skills that I developed in high school really enabled me to grasp complex mathematical concepts early on, which provided me a base level understanding when I entered into my finance courses and I was doing more financial modeling and theories in university. And in addition to my math STEM classes at Holy Child, my time in college also then laid and continued to build my groundwork and understanding for basic economic principles and financial markets. And while the transition from being in school to being in the workforce is quite significant, what you study in school, you have a bit of a shock once you actually work your first job and you're like, how does all of this apply? But I would say for finance in particular, it really builds a strong foundation that you can pull from as a toolkit to think analytically and approach the challenges that you face within the workforce strategically. And I found that while I was interviewing, it wasn't always necessarily that they're searching for the quote unquote right answer, but being able to articulate your thought process and your rationale is most important. And I feel that my education really gave me the tools to be able to do so.
How has your perception of the business world grown over time?
My perception really started to expand once I started my career. The opportunities in the industry are quite extensive, especially in investment management. I found that each role builds upon each other, especially in my rotational program. And there's, as I mentioned before, client-facing to investment-focused positions. You have back office things, risk modeling. And I believe that the more roles that you can get exposure to, especially early on in your career, the more well-rounded you become as an employee. And while technical skills are, of course, always still important, those will come with time. And I found that, again, the more exposure that you have, you can really leverage your knowledge to be even more innovative as you move through your career.
What is your ideal role?
That, believe it or not, is still a question that I feel like I'm sort of somebody who likes to take things with stride and Yes, I have an idea in mind of what I want to do, but I'm very flexible to pivot as things ebb and flow. So currently, I'm in my last rotation on a multi-asset desk. And being in this position right now, I truly feel like my love for markets has grown. And in that regard, right now, role-wise, I envision myself as an investment director as an end goal. And the goal for that would ultimately be advising clients to help them achieve their investment goals.
Is there a role in finance that you've heard of but have never experienced that you find interesting?
Currently, I work on the institutional side of our business, primarily with public funds, and I'm interested in exploring the private side of the market. During my junior year of college, I actually worked for a startup company during COVID, and I found that the fundamentals of evaluating a business and speaking with investors was really fascinating, especially when you're trying to raise capital for a company. And I would potentially like to tap into that again, think definitely in a different sector. This was way more science driven. It was a renewable energy company, but I definitely want to be on the private side at some point.
How has your gender impacted your career path?
I came into the industry at a really pivotal time because, as you all know, that it has historically been very male dominated. And I think that right now it's awesome to see young women and women of all ages in the field because we really provide a diversity of thought that is valued. And so I feel that being a woman in the industry that was historically male dominated is only added value. And as I said to you when you first reached out to me, I was so excited to be able to chat with you because while we do have representation, there's always room for more. And I think that women bring a very interesting perspective and different way of critical thinking that is key for success.
Do you have any last pieces of advice you would like to share?
Last words of advice, I would say there's definitely certain roles that you can go into in the industry that are cutthroat. I'll be very frank about that. And it's something that you have to decide if that's, and I mean, that's so in the terms of like investment banking. And if that's something that you want to do, awesome, shoot for the stars, go do it. But for me, that was something that deterred me at first because I always knew that I don't think that that would be suitable for me. But my piece of advice is that even if you just have a love for numbers or you're interested in business, there are so many ways that you can work for a financial services firm that are not in your stereotypical way that you might think about it. And I think that especially since you're in this program, I encourage you to really try and find what interests you and lean into that. Some of the best advice that reassured me when I was going through my career exploration is that it's never too late to pivot. And I think that hard work when you're early on in your career really speaks for itself. So my advice for you is have an idea of what it is that you want to do, but don't put so much pressure on yourself with your career. It's very different than your education in terms of you have to have your chips, but they'll fall into play when they want to fall into play. And really pursue what interests you because you're going to be doing it a lot. And then I think the rest tends to shake out if you take it with stride.
Thank you so much for joining us today. It was great having you.
Of course, it was great to connect, and I'm glad, and I hope that this was helpful. Looking forward to seeing what you make of this project.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks for joining me on the Live His Life podcast. Catch the next episode where I'll be talking with another successful professional in finance.